He was a provincial cup champion on the footy field, dominated the Ironman claimers, and now is a Group 1 tipster. His name is David Gately, or Gator to his mates. So let's welcome in Gator for Racing Rewind on RSN Central.
And if you've got a question for Gator, 0416 90 50 52, 0416 90 50 52 about the weekend's racing. And he joins us now, fresh after competing in his first major competition since the COVID outbreak, in the triathlon world or Ironman world. I don't know. I can't really work out the difference there, Gator. You might be able to help me. But how did you go anyway?
Yeah, no, the 2x U series is just the little short stuff. The Ironman stuff, the longer, the Melbourne Cups and Caulfield Cups and Jerichos of this world. But it was a perfect day and had a really good race. Thanks for asking.
All right, mate. How'd you pull up?
No, look, I'm washed up, so there's always going to be an issue with recovery. But, mate, it beats the hell out of sitting on the couch, which I've been doing for a long time.
When do we go around again?
I think there's a backup in Sunday week, so... Yeah, so that's not great for us oldies.
Yeah. Did you, just getting back out there, competing again, Gator, what was it like? Was it a little bit weird or did you, were you nervous?
A few of them were saying how nervous they were. It was a common theme, but, you know, just a little, obviously rusty with all your little transitions and little tricks. But it was a perfect day. Couldn't have asked for a better day. And, mate, it was good to open the throttle a bit and heart rate doing a bit, so no, it's good stuff.
Yep, great to be alive. What about on Saturday, the Caulfield meeting? We'll start off, of course, with the Sipping Classic, and we had the $1.40 favourite in Spanish Mission go down. What did you make of his run, Gator?
Oh, look, I thought it was a sound effort. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're $1.50, you're supposed to win two out of every three. I guess this was the one in three, and what probably beat him. And this was my query going into the race, and I said it before the race, that it's never easy coming back in trip, especially in a race devoid of tempo. Look, I didn't think it would go that slow, but obviously there wasn't a fearsome speed on paper. And look, you had to tip him off his run in a Melbourne Cup, but look, it was a legitimate query. He was given every chance, but he just couldn't win given his own endurance sort of traits and the moderate tempo. You know, if you're going some 17 lengths below the class average, it's just not any test of endurance. So it doesn't advantage those that are longer athletes. So he didn't quicken, did he?
No.
And look, I went back and had a look at the Delphi race, the other big 2,500-metre race that wasn't the Caulfield Cup, the Herbert Power Classic. Now, they didn't go hard in that either. And Delphi took off 600 from home, remember, and won that.
Yep.
And beat the chosen one, who, of course, had run well in the Caulfield Melbourne Cups last year. Now, the first 1,800 metres of that race was run around about 36 to 37 lengths quicker.
Yeah. That's amazing, really, when you think about it.
It is, and they didn't. And as I say, it wasn't even a fierce race. And Delphi put the race away.
We did an intro with Bossy there on Saturday. The all-time, one of the all-time greats, 90 Group 1s, we love him. But he got it wrong then. If he's on the best day in the race and they're walking, he should have got going earlier.
Oh, look, hindsight is...
a beautiful thing.
Isn't it? We've never missed a winner still, but... Yeah, look, I was watching it live and I thought, they're not going hard, didn't think they were going that slow. My eyes not that good, but they certainly weren't, you know, weren't going hard. And I wondered, he sort of peeled out, didn't he, a bit of a way. And I thought to myself at the time, I wonder if he's going to push the button here. But then I also thought, gee, if this comes unstuck in your final race ride, you know, and you take off 800 from home and get run down, you know, I think he probably wanted to finish with a textbook ride and, you know, had his horse perhaps not run in a Mowing Cup and had more freshness in the legs, maybe he wins the race still, I don't know. But it's always a task. And you know, we've been following horses for a long time. It's not easy to do.
Mike Moroney, geez, he loves this time of the year, doesn't he, Gator? Sound was too strong. He had the best turn of foot.
I think that's the simple thing. I mean, he won the race last year. It's the only other win in the recent times, and he crawled in that as well. The leaders went some 20-odd lengths below average in that race. and then 17 on Saturday. So it seems like we've got the right recipe for Sound. You just got to find a slowly run race, have him within striking distance at a staying trip, and he sprints well. Now, as a 9-year-old, we're probably not going to see him too much more, given what they said post-race. But, you know, that's the right recipe for him. There was 1.8 lengths over seven of them. The seventh horse was Flash R. It was 500-1.
He's been a really good horse, hasn't he? Sound for Connections. But as a 9-year-old, I don't think he's ever raced better. He was good in the Queen Elizabeth. He was placed in that Mooney Valley Cup. He was okay as well in the JRA Cup. And before that, he was down the track in the Fiam. But his last three or four runs have been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the theme of his for the last couple of years. He races as well most times that he runs, but only the two wins in the same race, slowly run 200-metre races. So he does need the planets to align to win, but he doesn't need them to run well. And, you know, our job's finding the winner. So, look, I didn't think he could win on Saturday. I didn't think he could beat Spanish Mission. But given the shape and the, you know, the way things unfolded, it was the perfect recipe for him.
Richard and Chantal and Jolly are wonderful trainers. Regalo Di Cantano was successful for them at Caulfield on Saturday. I remember when he snuck into the All-Star Mile because he had some backing from the Italian community in South Australia. And we thought, oh, it's probably a little bit too strong for him anyway, the All-Star Mile. But he sort of, last year, which it was, but he sort of, I think he's improved since then, Gator.
Yeah, I think both those factors are probably fair to say. I mean, obviously, 1800's the perfect sort of wheelhouse too, isn't it? I think he's 3-for-3 at the trip, and just getting the perfect run there in a race where a couple of key rivals didn't get the luck was probably significant. You know, they didn't go hard in this either, but some six lengths below the Group 3 average for the trip. Overall time, not dynamite. Only a length over five of them. Now, two of those five were Bombassini, who probably should have won it. You know, she was squeezed up on the rail at the 150 and then really savaged the line. So I think she was unlucky if you backed her. And our Playboy, same boat. He was just building his momentum, but he just had no luck at that vital stage and couldn't open the throttle. And he was really good over the line. So I think they were the two hard luck stories, but you can't detract from the winner. He had the right run. He quickened at the right time and held them off.
Sam Freeman on Saturday morning on the First Word was bullish about Sinewan's chances in that final event, the Kevin Heffernan Stakes, and he was right on the money. He has improved big time since his first up effort at Flemington.
Yeah, look, it was a very good win. I think it was one of the wins of the day to the eye. Certainly a lot of merit and substance on the clock. Around 122 and some change here, about 12 lengths above all averages. So a really strong last 600 figure. Now, that was set up by a quick early speed. Streets of Avalon has gone 4.5 lengths above Group 3 average, the first section, and 11 lengths above average for all averages. So certainly was set up for a run on horse, but he's done it at weight for age. He's been very strong at the end. 11.14 home was clearly race fastest and a very good sectional on the day. So some of the quickest 200s of the day were only just breaking 11 seconds, and they were current in a sprint race, Skelm in a walking race earlier on. So his effort to run 11.14 home off a fast speed was exceptional. I thought it was a terrific win. He's one to follow. I underrated him on Saturday, but a brilliant win.
There's a good race in him, Jason.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm Superman, Streets of Avalon. So he's defeated a really good hound. Fielded Campbell, I thought, was really good.
Good. He was behind Sinewan at the key point of the race, about two lengths off him, straightening. Now, given the weight for age nature of the race, it was always going to be a little bit tough for Campbell, but he's finished off well. He was home 11.40, so he didn't make any ground on Sinewan the last 200. Well, none of them did because he was so dominant at the end of the race. But you're right, he ran well.
What did you make of the Sandown Guineas?
Not sure what to make of that race. I think the couple of conclusions I've drawn is I'm never backing Port Louis at 1600 while my bottom's pointing to the ground. He just didn't finish it off. But look, he wasn't bad. Tempo wasn't there for him to win it. But others were stronger than him again at the end of the race, which seems to be a common theme. Blue Army had the perfect run, but you can never decry winning form. You still have to be good enough to win, irrespective of where you sit in the run. And he had the rails trail. The leaders sort of cut at each other a bit, and he had the last look at them and ran over them. The said leaders ran second and third in a moderately run Guineas, 3.5 lengths below class average. Overall time, not great. 137.5 had them 5.5 lengths below the class average. So not a lot. Look, a lot of these have scope to keep improving, but on face value, not a dynamite addition to the race. I think if you're with Cardinal Jim, he's run very well again. He's got to learn to quicken a bit, though. That seems to be his issue. He can't accelerate and join in at the important point. But again, he's race fastest time in the end of another race.
It is a problem, however, for a horse that can't quicken when you need him to.
Yeah, it is. So what he hasn't really found yet is a fast run race over his suitable distance. So I think that's going to be the recipe for him to overcome that. Or some little gear changes, I'll leave that to the stable, or just natural improvement, because he's still doing a bit wrong. But the ability to quicken is super important, you know, in winning races.
When you analyse races now, Gator, truly run races, percentage-wise, how many do we get per meeting?
Oh, look, that's a great question. I could do some homework and find out. I still don't know off the top of my head.
No.
I don't know who you sort of think I am, but...
gut feel, then.
Not like Dexter.
Gut feel, Gator, just like... You mentioned slowly run races 4 or 5 times for this meeting already.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of the features... they're well and truly not only below average, but monstrously below average.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the fields, the races on Saturday, and compared to all benchmarks, and that's where you've got to be careful, because we've said this before. It's no good going to the Olympics and comparing all, you know, those elite athletes to us hackers that run around on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You've got to compare apples to apples. So, you know, although they were truly run relative to all classes, because it was an all-stakes meeting, you know, only 2 races that were run above the average 4 relative to the class of those athletes. Yeah, so there you go.
There you go. Steinem and Quantum Mechanic, both class mares, and they came to the 4 in race 5?
Yeah, I think they are both high-quality mares. Steinem finally drew a gate, which was the key, was able to put her into the race. But what I liked was the fight she showed, because Quantum Mechanic had her back, had the last crack at her, and probably hit the lead. So good, tough effort. I think Quantum Mechanic, has rated better because she had to give 3 kilos to Steinem. So she's run very, very well. She's a really good mare. And Perfect World had their back. She was no match for them as she straightened, but she battled on well into third. Those horses out the back, like Agreeable and Good and Proper, both of those girls broke 11 seconds home at the end of the race. And guess what? Slowly run race, 6 lengths below the Group 3 average, that one.
I think it would be a satisfying day when they sat back and enjoyed a beer at the end of the day on Saturday, Kiramar and David Eustace, mainly because of the job that they're done with Enthar to do what she did there in the Doveton Stakes in race 4.
Agree. Sitting 3 wide, 3rd, you know, no cover. It's 1 turn, Caulfield sprints. We sort of know that. You have to factor that in. But, you know, she had a harder run than the second horse, who had the perfect run behind her. She had a harder run than Yulon Command, who led, you know, and had the rail, and the 4th horse, and the 5th horse.
Yep.
So it's all on as her. She ran quick time, just over 56. I had 56.12. It's not far off a course record. So that's likeable, but bit of a tailwind factor. So just be a little careful there. But, you know, you have to take the win at face value relative to the opposition, because they're racing on the same day as well. My query going into the race on Curran was back at 1,000 metres. And guess what? He's run off his legs. Nice last 100. Very nice. So he's ready to win the right race. This just wasn't it.
What's his best trip? Because he has won finishing over the top of them over 1,000 metres. Before
he has, early in the prep. Yeah, early in the prep, though. Yeah, when he's fresh. That's the key. I mean, he ran 10.80 on Saturday. That was the quickest of any horse all day at the end of a fast-run sprint race. So I think he's just a really good horse. He runs well every time he runs. But in order for him to win at this level, I think it needed to be 11 or 1,200 metres.
Lady of Honor's a good horse. She just keeps on winning. She took out the Twilight Glow Stakes, the 3rd race there, defending an in-form decent rein.
Yeah, look, I think the Quinella were both very, very good. Lady of Honour, only I think the 4th, Chris Dutton, so plenty of upside still. She was ridden along to lead. They didn't crawl early, still below class average, but not by much. And what won her the race was Jake Noonan was able to stack them up big time for that midsection and then gave a kick. And he had half a length up his sleeve on Decent Rain, who had was back three wide with the trail and was dictated to big time. She's run home 11:24, Decent Rain, a clear race faster, terrific run, but Lady of Honour, just Jake Noonan pinched it on him. Lavish Girl was an honest effort third, but the Quinella, the ones to follow.
And what did you make of the two-year-olds in the Merson Cooper Stakes?
Pretty good, I think. A pretty good rating here. So they've gone, again, the tailwind, a factor. But they've run just over 57 seconds, so pretty good for two-year-old and five lengths above all averages. So good effort to win. A very professional, raced a bit keen mid-race, but took over. Baldino covered more ground than the winner and ran very well. Moco, race fastest time, 11:02 into third. And they had Brereton into fourth, an in-form two-year-old coming off a strong win. So probably a race we can trust this one, Merson Cooper. Historically, it's been a good guide.
It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne. It's 11:33 with Gareth Hall and David Gately. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with your questions. 0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation here with David Gately. And if you've got a question for him about this weekend's racing or anything about life, basically, let us know. 0416 90 50 52. Good morning, gentlemen. A couple of questions for Mr. Gately. Does he think Sinawan would be competitive in a Group 1 in the autumn? And did he see the Wodonga Cup on Friday? I thought Teller Doom was a big run. May have a bright staying future. That's from the Rhino.
Missed the Wodonga race, but I think Sinawan absolutely will be competitive. You know, we've touched on the quality of the win already, both to the eye and on the clock. And second up, Wait for Age into the first Australian prep, isn't it? So, very likeable.
What's the best ever sectional that you've ever seen, Gator?
Oh, God, I don't know. Probably Black Caviar. Yeah. If you're breaking 10 seconds for a couple of splits, I mean, it's not human. It's like watching that marathon runner at Tokyo. It's like, yeah, the hell are you doing that? But anyway, yeah, she probably gets the cake then, rightly so.
How do they do that? The marathon runners. I can never work it out. I tried to run as quick as they did for 100 metres and couldn't do it, and they do it for 42 Ks. It's amazing the human body, but how do they do it, Gator?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know, because but it's easy to be respectful. That's not the right word. You know, it's almost unhuman, isn't it? It's almost, you're just superhuman. Same as some of those swimmers. I don't, it's just beyond belief.
It would be fun to do it. Just to have that ability to do it. Just for half a marathon to run like that.
I'd take it for one day. Yep.
Rosehill Gardens on Saturday was a heavy 10. We had Ellsberg that took out the Festival Stakes over the 1,500 metres. He's just a bulletproof horse, isn't he, Gator?
Well, he is that. He sort of handles any ground. He can lead or sit outside them as he did on the weekend, kick on and looked a good race for him. He won it quite well. Was a great day, though, to be up near the speed. Almost nothing ran on out wide all day, so it was a real tough track. Glad they got through the meeting, not for my wallet, but for all involved. I'd be very careful about the format of the meeting.
Did you see the winner bottom on the weekend, Gator?
I did.
Yeah, what did you think of the winner?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. To the eye. And again, similar to last week's winner, plenty of merit on the clock. I mean, you just don't see that too often, do you? You don't see horses come from back and win running away like that. And when they do it, they're generally very, very good.
And the favourite, Elite Street, he loomed like he was just going to blow them away. But then we learnt that he bled from both nostrils. So they're wonderful athletes, but they're not bomb-proof, Gator.
Yeah, that's it. Forgive file for him. But yeah. He's probably run really well given that. I remember, I think Superimposed bled as a younger horse once, and I remember Lee Friedman saying, I can't believe how well he's run given the issue he had. Of course, he never had an issue again and had one of the greatest racing careers of any racehorse. So hopefully Elite Street can bounce back.
Western Empire's $1.40 favourite, Regal Power at $4.50, Gator. I give Regal Power a chance to defeat Western Empire in the Kingston Town. Both very good horses.
Well, they are that. I mean, Yeah, one of them has won an All-Star Mile. One's being touted as the next winner of it. So I'd be fascinated to watch that contest. I couldn't – look, you're a better expert on WA racing than me, but I couldn't tip against Western from what I saw the other day, though.
No, I think he just wins, really. Regal Power will run second. So there's your Quinella. I can't see them missing the Quinella because as good as like a kiss on all four cheeks is – she's not a Group 1 horse. So, and Notorious One's... This is how, like, dominant they're going to be, Gator. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notorious One is fifth in the market. And again, Gemmies have said, oh, we can't beat them, so we've gone to the 1,800-metre race on the day. So, like, they're going to run the Quinella. That's odds on. Hey, Gator, just a quick one from one of our listeners. They say, do you have a tip for the Villiers there in a couple of weeks, Gator?
Yeah, I certainly will. Yep. That's what we do. But, you know, it was easy to like the runs of Stockman. But he made good ground on the inside where you had to be, whereas Brutality made ground out wider where you couldn't be. So I haven't seen a market, but I think Brutality was every bit as good a run as Stockman.
Good on you, Gator. Love your work. Enjoy your recovery day today, and we'll catch up with you on Thursday.
Look forward to that. Thanks, mate.